People think you just automatically have to be rich to be crunchy. I would say it originated with just doing less and making more homemade things.
Especially when you're starting out, it can seem super overwhelming. Not only trying to figure out what's what, but like financially really overwhelming.
Groceries are so expensive and I can't afford all the snacks. Yeah, the snacks are what get you. The packaged healthy food is priced insanely. But if you just swap over for more fruits, veggies, meat, dairy, that's so much cheaper than buying Tombstone pizzas, DiGiorno pizzas. It'll keep you fuller for longer. I think Costco is the ultimate hack, honestly. A carton of organic strawberries at my store is like $8 and it's gone in a day. Or they get moldy. But if you buy the massive bag at Costco that's organic, it lasts you forever.
Welcome back to Moms Unbothered, the show where we ditch the toxins, trust our instincts, embrace a healthy lifestyle, and don't care who it bothers. My name's Jordan.
And I'm Kate.
It's just us today, talking all things Kate's house and how to prioritize non-toxic swaps in your life. It's a short but always sweet episode, and we hope you enjoy. Before we get into this, if you love conversations that challenge the status quo and help you level up your health, take 2 seconds to hit that like button. Subscribe if you're watching on YouTube, or leave a quick review if you're a podcast listener. It helps more moms like you find this podcast. And let's be real, the more of us out there, the less we have to explain why we don't let our kids eat McDonald's. Hello, we're back.
Welcome back.
Well, I guess we never left everybody else, but we haven't recorded in a few weeks, which is unusual.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. Why don't you catch us up to speed on what your life is like?
Okay, what's going on in my life here in Oklahoma? Let's see. I put some eggs in the incubator. I'm going to try to hatch some eggs since I lost half my flock to being roosters. So I put those in yesterday. So we'll see in 20 days if they hatch or not, which will be fun.
That's fast. That's a turnaround time for...
It's quick.
Yeah.
And in 4 days, I guess I can put them like up to a light. They call it candling. Mm. And then I can see if it was like fertilized or not.
That's so fun.
I know. It's exciting. It's very fun. I only wanted to do a couple eggs, and I was like, fuck it, this thing holds 12.
Wow.
I was like, even if they all hatch, I can get rid of some of them. So that's exciting.
You're going to love them, and then you're going to want to keep them.
I know. My coop's not big enough, and I cannot spend another $1,500 on the coop. But yeah, I'm excited about that. That's fun. Let's see. I swear, just in the past, like, 2 weeks, my daughter, she's 13 months, she's like, repeats everything we say now. Like, she's just talking so much. It's crazy how it just happens, like, overnight.
Their brains are just like a sponge, and they just, once they get it, they get it. And
it's crazy. I was looking at her in the car seat. I was like, holy shit, she's huge. Like, I need another baby.
Yeah, you had to get a bigger car seat, or does she still fit in the baby?
I never got the infant car seat. I did the convertible one from the beginning.
Yeah.
Because I knew that I didn't, one, want to, like, lug a car seat in and out of the car, like, everywhere. Like, I was just going to baby wear them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, why spend? And I knew I wanted the bougie car seats, you know, the low-tox car seats. Because FYI, they spray car seats with, like, a bunch of chemicals. And babies are in car seats a lot. So, yeah, I knew I was like, let's just buy a convertible one. Which, she has hated the car seat from day one.
Yeah.
So... it's getting better. Like, I said, Larry, let's go to the zoo today. And he's like, you want to drive an hour with her? And I was like, no, I don't. I don't want to go to the zoo anymore. It's that bad.
Oh, your zoo's an hour away?
Yes, over an hour.
That's insane. My zoo's like 15 minutes. And I'm like, oh, it's kind of far.
That would be nice. I'd be at the zoo every day. I'd have a membership.
Yeah, it is. It is really nice. I should be taking in more than we go.
Anyway, so solidarity to the moms whose babies hate their car seats. It does not get better. Everyone keeps telling me at one it'll get better, but she's 13 months now, not better. It's actually okay if Larry sits in the back seat with her and I'm driving, but if I'm in the back with her, it's like really bad. Maybe she just needs me to hold her more. I don't know.
Have you ever tried you driving, nobody in the back?
Yes. And then we were both crying.
Yeah, got it.
So
it will get better eventually.
That's what they say. Yeah. But we don't go anywhere because it's that bad. So
it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
If that's the worst thing about her, then great.
At least she sleeps.
She sleeps. Yeah.
I would take a crying car baby than a non-sleeping baby.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. True. Yeah. But those people that are like, I took my baby around the block to get her to go to sleep. She's never fallen asleep in the car ever without a boob in her mouth.
I was that mom. I would put Barrett in the car and he would fall asleep within 10 seconds. We would go on road trips for 3 hours, he'd fall asleep in the first 5 minutes before we even got on the interstate.
My friend flew in back in like February. She flew in and we drove down to Dallas, which is like 3 hours from me. And we put her baby in the way, way back. And I forgot her baby was there. I was like, what do you mean your baby's back there? Like, she hasn't made a sound. And I was like fighting for my life, dripping sweat the whole time with my daughter. I don't know how the other people live.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's fine. You have a baby that sleeps.
She sleeps. And yeah, the hardest part about motherhood so far is the car seat. So whatever.
Yeah. She won't hate it for always. When she can talk, I feel like it will be a game changer. I would tell you she hates it.
Yeah.
Okay, are you done with your update?
Yeah, there's nothing else going on in my life. Thanks for reminding me.
Welcome. I don't really have anything going on in my life, but I was going to say, I have noticed, so I do Instagram, obviously, as my full time is what I do for a living. I never am whipping out my phone to take pictures, take videos. Mm. I was like, for being a content creator, I always forget. You know how people do like photo dumps and like weekly, whatever, and it's like such an easy thing to be posting. I always forget to whip my phone out, and I need to be better about it.
Mm-hmm.
I never take pictures.
That is interesting. I bought a camera for that reason, so I didn't have to have my phone out, and I could just use like a digital camera.
And you use it?
I do.
Wow. I mean, I guess I have this Canon camera that I bought for a podcast that I don't use.
It's a fancy camera.
Oh, is there a difference?
Well, mine's just not that big. But
Got it.
Like, I could put mine like in my pocket.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. I don't have that. Maybe I should look into it. But anyway, so I need to step it up as a content creator. I've also been like barely posting ever. So I need to step that up.
It's hard. Like, you just like lose the gusto sometimes, you know?
Once I got married, I was like, yeah, I don't have to do this. This is not my livelihood anymore.
Yeah.
Joey's page is our livelihood.
Yeah. Leave it to him. He's the provider. That's fine.
Yeah.
You're allowed to be in your feminine.
Yeah. Crunchy mom Kayla came in town. She's one of my good friends. We went to college together. That was fun to see her family this weekend. Other than that, I don't have any updates either.
What about your house?
Yeah, we put flooring in. Yeah, I'll send you a video. We did like real hardwood and it looks so good. It just looks clean and crisp. So I'm excited for that. And it feels like a house now. It feels like a legit homey house.
That's exciting.
We put in like I think they do the countertops and stuff this month too. So that will be fun to see.
That is exciting.
Yeah, next Friday.
Wow.
In our countertops go. I know.
Was it hard to like pick the coloring and stuff? Did you hire somebody to do that?
Yeah, I just let my interior lady said, I don't know anything about this. So you send me some options or you just pick what you would do. And she just did that like within.
Did you send her like a mood board or anything?
Yes, I did. I did. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. How do you take care of real hardwood floors?
Beats me. Joey will have to learn.
Joey's he flushes the toilet with his foot at home.
He does. He puts the lid down.
Mm.
Not just the seat, but he puts the full lid down with his foot too.
Before he flushes?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. He's well trained. I don't know if it was his last fiance. I don't know if it was his mom. Whoever trained him did well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you to whoever made Joey the way he is. Because it's nice.
That is nice.
He bought, do you know what a hearth is? A hearth board?
No, not a board. No.
Calendar things?
No.
It's like a digital calendar. It was $700 and he's so type A that he bought it so that Barrett could see every day, like check off, like brush teeth, get dressed, independent playtime. Time with mom, like play outside. Like he just put everyone's schedules in there so everyone knows what everyone is doing for the day.
Wow. Yeah,
that really describes Joey.
Wow. You know what I need to do is I need to hook Joey up with our podcast calendar because then I don't have to remind you. I'll just put it on your digital calendar for you.
Great idea. You should forward that to him. Yeah.
He'd probably love it.
I never know when our podcasts are. Jordan always texts me and she's like, hey, podcast at blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, I'll be there.
And then I give you like an hour warning and a 10 minute.
Yeah. And I need it. I just have too many things going on. And it's just, my brain is mushy.
Isn't that crazy though? Like opposites attract. Mm-hmm. Like truly, you guys balance each other.
Yeah. He is so type A, organized, neat freak, likes the bed made every morning, likes everyone's clothes put away, hung up, and I'm just like flinging clothes after I take them off. Like I wouldn't dream of making my own bed.
I think making my bed's a waste of time. I know people are like, this sets me up for a good day. And I'm like, why? I'm going to get back in this bed.
Also, I heard it's not good to make your bed because you're not letting it breathe. Like if you keep shutting the blankets and keeping them tight on the bed, you're not allowing the sheets to breathe. So
I'll take that excuse.
Yeah.
I don't need it, but I'll take it.
Me too. Try to tell Joey that all the time.
Well, I mean, Larry, he went to West Point and they had to make their beds like measure them out, like crisp. And he never makes the bed now. And I'm like, yeah, because it's stupid.
It is.
Okay.
Well, that's my update for the day. And today we're going to be talking about how you don't have to be all or nothing, because I get so many DMs being like, well, what if I can do this, but I can't do this? Like, does it still count? And I'm just like, guys, anything is better than nothing. Even if you eat the standard American diet, use horrible products, but you drink filtered water, that's making a huge difference in the long run. Mm-hmm. It's like, you don't have to do every little tiny thing. And I was telling Jordan, it wasn't until like 3 years ago that I learned what seed oils were. So I've been on this journey for 6 years total. The first 3 years, I was still eating seed oils because I just didn't know. It's like switch things out as you can. And then when I realized, and also I kind of like put it together, like every time I eat these chips, I get brain fog.
Mm.
And then I realized like, oh, I bet it's the seed oils in here. And so I switched then. But like, yeah, the first 3 years of my crunchy journey, I wasn't doing that. Another thing, I was not filtering our bath water or our shower water until like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was just always taking baths in tap water, and I was always showering in tap water because I just didn't know better. It's like, you know, you just do what you can and you don't worry about the rest, because anything that you're doing to better your health is better than doing nothing.
Yeah. And especially when you're starting out, like it can seem super overwhelming, not only just like trying to figure out what's what, but like financially really overwhelming. And so, yeah, just pick things that like, for example, if I hadn't switched anything over yet and I was just starting to get into this, I would pick the thing I use the most and I would probably switch that. Or you could kind of reverse that and say like, I use this the most, so like when this breaks, I'll be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I had a pot that I loved, this like PFA pot covered pot, and it was like so scratched and gross. And I was like, I love this pot, but like, I know it's really bad for me, but I'm gonna keep using it. And then eventually one day, like, I burned the shit out of the bottom of it. And I was like, okay, it's time to get rid of my pot. Like,
yeah,
we parted ways and I got a really expensive pot instead, which you still don't really have to do, but
yeah,
just get the not nonstick ones.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, if you know, you want to switch your pots and pans, just get the one you use the most first. And if you use, if you make a lot of pasta, or, you know, like you use your pot the most, then get the pot and don't worry about switching anything else out. And then, you know, as funds come in, get more things. But yeah, people think you just automatically have to be rich to be like crunchy. And I would say it's like it originated with just doing less and making more homemade things. Like, then it got into like rich people were like, okay, yeah, this is fun. I can buy all the gadgets and stuff, but
you don't need them.
Yeah, you don't need them.
Yeah, like same with like cleaning supplies. Like when it runs out, just get a better option. And you don't need five different cleaning supplies. Literally, they're like one thing you need for everything. You could use vinegar, it's so cheap. You could use that for literally every cleaning.
And you like
even laundry.
Hydrogen peroxide, right?
I like hydrogen peroxide. I'll use vinegar for like wiping down counters. But like if I want to disinfect, I'll use hydrogen peroxide. I just restocked a gallon of hydrogen peroxide. I ordered off Amazon. It's food grade, 3%. And I looked, I was like, when's the last time I restocked this? And it was January of 2024. So it was like well over a year and a half ago. Like it's $20 in a year and a half.
That's wild.
I know. It does not have to be expensive.
Yeah. And you don't have to buy all the name brand. Like you don't have to buy the branch basics, Truly Free, even though Truly Free is really cheap. You don't have to buy the name brand things. You can just buy some vinegar, buy some peroxide, buy a little spray bottle, save you so much money.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
It is.
I just got like a knockoff, like it's like a Swiffer, but it's like reusable, I guess. It was like $15 on Amazon. Like you don't have to even buy the $30 mop or whatever, you know? Like,
yeah. Yeah, it really doesn't take much. And then also, if you're thinking about like, well, groceries are so expensive and I can't afford all the snacks. Yeah, the snacks are what get you. the packaged food, like the packaged healthy food, is priced insanely. But if you just swap over, you know, for more fruits, veggies, meat, dairy, like that's so much cheaper than buying, you know, Tombstone pizzas, DiGiorno pizzas, like your box mac and cheese, all of the packaged stuff. It'll keep you fuller for longer.
This is my little hack too for buying organic fruit, because it can be really pricey, especially like berries. If you have toddlers and young kids and stuff gobbling down berries, but I just buy frozen fruit, big bags of it in bulk. You can get all the organic. Just make sure it doesn't have like, sometimes they'll put like citric acid or something, but it lasts so long and it's way cheaper. And I had one woman one time, she was like, yeah, but then it's like all mushy and stuff. It's like, so you can make smoothies with it if you want, I guess. But like, yeah, it's going to be mushy, but like you're saving money, like a lot of money.
That's what we do too. I buy it in bulk at Costco, and it's actually crazy how much cheaper it is. And it lasts so much longer because a carton of, you know, organic strawberries at my store is like $8.
Yeah.
And it's gone in a day, or they get moldy. But if you buy the massive bag at Costco that's organic, it lasts you forever.
Also, every year I look up, it kind of will change sometimes, but the Dirty Dozen.
Yeah.
And so like I only buy organic. Like if I was on a really strict budget, I would buy the Dirty Dozen organic, and then everything else, I just wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah. Same.
It tells you, I guess I should explain what that is, but it tells you like, it kind of ranks like how heavily sprayed each like crop is. So like strawberries are always on there. Strawberries, one of those fruits I always buy organic, and I love strawberries. Like that's absolutely my favorite fruit, and I will just not buy them because you're right. Like sometimes it's like $10 for a little carton of strawberries. So yeah, I'll just get a big bag of frozen strawberries from Costco.
Yeah, I think Costco is the ultimate hack, honestly. If you are wanting to buy more produce, whether it be frozen or fresh, I feel like Costco is where to go for sure. And that's usually where we buy it. Or if we're willing to spend extra money, we'll go to like somewhere like Natural Grocers or Fresh Chef. But those are always more expensive. Even like Hy-Vee. I'm in the Midwest, so we have Hy-Vee. But like that's pretty expensive too. And the options aren't that great. So I feel Costco is your best.
Yeah. I've never been to Hy-Vee.
Yeah.
I love Costco. They have like exotic fruits too that I've never heard of sometimes.
Yeah.
And you can get like pots and pans there and glassware. I don't really think they have cleaning supplies, but
they have vinegar in bulk.
Oh, big things of vinegar. There you go.
Yep.
Coconut water is another one I will only buy from Costco because that shit is expensive, but they've got the big boxes of it for reasonably priced.
Wow, coconut water sounds so good. Yeah, I need to get back on that train. I used to drink it all the time. Harmless Harvest is by far my favorite, though.
Really? I think the Costco brand's my favorite because it's like, I don't like coconut water. I like have to add things to it. It's gross.
See, I only like the plain one from Harmless Harvest. I don't like drinking it straight up anywhere else.
Yeah, I feel like it has to be cold, too, if it's straight up. Costco's the most mild to me. Well, the most mild to me is like straight from the coconut. Yep. That I like.
Never had it.
But like, I went to Punta Cana and I'd be ordering these coconuts and they're like, with alcohol? And I'm like, no, without the alcohol. Just give me the coconut.
That's amazing.
And man, that was nice. But yeah, I have to add like fresh squeezed. I guess it doesn't have to be fresh squeezed. I'm just bougie. But like oranges or like something citrusy to it.
Yeah, I'm going to try that next time. Joey and I want to go to Costco and get the construction guys who work on our house. We want to get them like snacks. And so maybe I'll grab some coconut water and put it in a cooler for them.
That's so kind because it's hot out and they need that.
Yeah, for sure. We rented AC units for them because we didn't want them using our central air because they were saying like if you build a house, let them use the air while they're building your walls and stuff, all the dust and debris gets in, and then you're just screwed for life because it's like, oh, it's going to be circulating. So anyway, we paid for them to use AC units. And then once they were done putting all the walls and stuff up, now we let them just use the AC because it was getting so hot.
Yeah. You should make them like sourdough cookies.
I was thinking that too. Do sourdough cookies, get them some like drinks in bulk from Costco. I was also thinking that for my mail, like the FedEx delivery, Amazon, because those guys are working hard, bringing about 10 packages to my house a day each for like PR and stuff. It's not even me ordering stuff. It's just like stuff I'm given. And I feel bad.
Oh my God.
I was thinking we'd make them a little cart so they can grab
stuff. Oh my gosh. I got my first PR package the other day.
What was it?
And they were like, you don't even have to post. We just want to send it to you. And I was like, whoa. It was Tampon Tribe, just 100% organic cotton pads and tampons and stuff. I didn't have the heart to tell her I didn't have my period back yet. But I was like, I will definitely try those.
That's beautiful. I love it.
I know. That was exciting.
I love these who are just like genuinely want to be kind and send stuff. That makes me want to post it. It's when companies send me stuff and I never agreed to posting and then they reach it back out and like hound me to post. I'm like, I didn't ask for this. I did not ask for you to send me this.
The audacity. Yeah, that's rude. What was the first thing you swapped in your house?
All of Barrett's stuff. So it was when Barrett was a baby.
Oh, okay.
And did I was four. That? So I was like, okay, I'm just going to swap everything that he uses on a daily basis. So I did diapers, wipes, soaps, even though we barely use soap. Yeah, did stuff like that. And I think I started to buy some glass bottles, but I didn't fully switch to all glass bottles. So like I still did use some plastics. I didn't know the severity of, you know, using plastic. So
yeah,
I just didn't switch all the bottles out.
Yeah, something's better than nothing. Yeah. It's just like drinking water. I had a friend, he was like, I don't drink water because he's like, I'm not going to reach that like good part, like that good maximum amount of water to drink. I was like, you should still be drinking some water. Like some's better than nothing. That's such a weird thing.
I think people don't realize like how much when you're dehydrated, how much it affects you.
Everything.
Literally every functioning part of you is affected. Like Barrett's dad told me one time, he was like, I get such bad brain fog and I like literally can't think clearly and my heart starts racing. And he like, I started taking those, like drinking more water and taking those minerals you gave me and like everything went away. And I was like, would you look at that?
Your body literally shuts down without water.
Yeah. Like it was making him anxious. It's so wild.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. So just, if you're not going to drink a lot of water, at least drink a little water. Yeah. That's the motto for today.
Sips, please, and preferably filtered water. If you can't get the best of the best water filter, still just get something. Something over nothing, like clearly filtered, zero water filter. Or you can go to your local store and get spring water or reverse osmosis water in bulk, and it's so cheap.
Yeah, I think the most expensive part of that is just buying the like container to fill it up in. But they're like $15. And yeah, fill those up. It's like 20 cents for a gallon.
Yeah, that's what we did before I bought a water filter for our house. We had one of those things, that like the little jug thing that sits on something.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just take them into our local store like once every 2 weeks when we'd run out and just fill them up. And it was like 5 cents a gallon or something crazy.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. And lots of times those machines have an option where they'll add the minerals back in.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to buy minerals.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be complicated. I think I kind of backdoored into switching things. I think I went into it. My mindset was like, I'm going to have less waste. So like I got rid of paper towels and I just did like cloth rags. And then I was like, that like backdoored me into like how everything is killing us. So
yeah,
I slowly switched everything.
When do you think you got a water filter?
So we had, before we moved into this house, we had the Brita.
Mm-hmm.
In the fridge. And the Brita's like, they suck.
Mm-hmm.
They do. They suck. And then we moved here. And right away, we got like an under the sink one installed because our water was so hard. So we got a water softener installed. And they're like, hey, we also do this, the reverse osmosis in the sink. So that was like, that definitely got switched before I was crunchy, though.
Oh, nice.
Like, yeah, that was like, I was just starting to realize things were bad. I'm trying to think what I drank besides the Brita water. I think I was probably crushing like Dasani's or something.
Yeah, we did water bottles for a really long time.
Mm.
Before I knew about microplastics, we were just buying like purified water. But then we weren't getting minerals because we were just drinking purified water. So it's just like, you know, you don't have to be perfect. There were so many times where I'd buy something thinking like, oh, this is a great swap. It's just to realize it was greenwashed. And it's just like a little bit better is better than using the flat out toxic products. Like,
yeah, I, you know, I, when I was like in my gym rat phase, I would carry like those big plastic gallons thinking I was so cool, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, like fitting in with the bros, the gym bros. But everything's I kind of feel bad when people ask me for swabs because I'm like on the extreme end of things. Like less is more for me. So like, I don't really have options to give people.
Yours are always DIY homemade things. And I'm like, I'm the opposite. I'm like lazy and I just want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do use vinegar as like a cleaning agent for sure.
Mm. Vinegar is like a really good like Febreze swap too. Like it's not going to give you the scents, but like it's going to deodorize everything. Like you can spray it on your couch, your carpets, in your car, whatever. You can add like, take your old like orange peels, citrus peels and soak in the vinegar for a few weeks. And then you'll have like a citrus deodorizer. Yeah,
I have heard that. I never did it because I'm lazy, but I have heard of that trick.
You're too lazy to put them in a jar.
Yeah, I guess.
Cover it with.
I haven't done it in the 6 years that I've known about it. So obviously.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be hard.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we just got to not complicate things and just don't analyze things too much. Just like, I'm going to make this swap this time and it's fine and it's good enough. And then when I feel we're ready to take on a different swap, do it. But it's better than just staying the same always because you're overwhelmed with making the choices.
And like, don't be afraid to write it down. Like, what's your priority? You know, like water would be at the top of my list. Water. And then probably like my children's things. Yeah. I would put myself last, but like kitchen, bathroom, living room, get rid of all your plugins you have. Like that's super easy to just get rid of. And an air filter eventually.
Yeah. Agreed.
Just prioritize things. Figure it out. What works best for your family. It is overwhelming, but it should not be. Like once you figure it out, it's really easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting there. That's the hard part.
Yeah. And I think being on social media can be a blessing, but also a curse because it's like you see, like you could be watching someone who's been on their journey for 10 years. So of course they have swapped more things than someone who's just beginning. And it can be like overwhelming. And honestly, that's why I like have just kind of stopped talking about the new house because it's like the average person is not making their house non-toxic and like what this isn't help. This is probably maybe helping like a handful of people who have the opportunity to build a house. You know what I mean? It's just like,
yeah,
just stick to the basics and you're good to go. So there's no point in stressing on something that is not changeable at the time.
Also, when you shared the color scheme and someone was like, are you going to let Barrett have color? I was like,
yeah, shut up.
That was so rude. I was like, first off, if she wanted a sad beige house, that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, literally. You know, it's she not can have anyone's that. Else. Like, but also, it wasn't even a sad beige. Like, there was dark greens in it. There was blues.
Yeah.
Color. Whatever. I could be the picture perfect person on the internet and people would still find something to harp on me about. Someone DM'd me today and said, social media was God's plan for you, ? This seems like hell. Or like, and I was just like, I replied, yes, what you intake on social media and what you're absorbing is completely up to you. So like, if you're looking at bad things, like, yeah, it's not going to be a good experience. Like, shut up. I was so pissed when I read that. Like, this was God's plan for you. Ugh.
Do you like scroll through your DMs or do you just look at like what's on the top?
I really try to stay up. I'll scroll.
Like how? Because you answer mine. Like, how do you see mine? Because I know it's getting lost in there.
Because I know your picture and so like, yeah, sometimes maybe if you DM me and I don't see it for a day, like I'm definitely not going to see it again.
Yeah.
But since you're my I think since like we're friends on Instagram, like you go towards the top. But I do try to make like I do try to answer as many DMs as I can every day. Because I remember like following people on the internet and DMing them and them never saying anything back.
It's kind of embarrassing. You get kind of embarrassed.
And it's just like touch grass. Like if this is your job, you can spend an hour a day. If this is your true job, you can spend an hour a day like replying to people who support you, you know.
I will say with my 5,128 followers or something like that, I get a lot of freaking messages and it's hard. Like I've like constantly got like at least 20 in there. And then like when it does get pushed down, like you like literally can't even see it anymore unless it's like gone. And then
Until they DM again.
Yeah, until they DM again. And then I'm like, oh shit, I'm sorry. I really didn't see that. And it like, they're probably looking at my page like, what do you mean you didn't see that? You don't have a lot of followers. But like, I couldn't imagine having 300,000 followers. Like how many messages? It's overwhelming.
It is, yeah. And I like a year and a half into doing this, I realized that there was a request and a hidden. So I was just like only seeing, or I didn't notice the hidden. So I was only seeing like messages from so many people. So then. Yeah, it became overwhelming once I realized there was another section to find. But Yeah, I do try to make a active choice to reply to people as much as I can, because
I enjoy talking. Like, that's probably my favorite part of Instagram is like connecting with people.
Yeah, that's why I don't think like thinking about having as many followers as you like makes my stomach turn. Like, I would never don't think I'd want that for myself. Like, I picture like a little just like fun little community where I like can interact with everybody.
I will say I get so many more positive messages than I do negative. But it's like when I see a negative message, I'm like, screenshot, putting your ass on blast, because you're not going to try to be slick in my DMs and not pay the repercussions. But yeah, I will say it's an overwhelming amount of positive. And then there will be like maybe not even one a day I get is like a negative DM.
Yeah.
But yeah, still they do sometimes like, ugh. They don't bother me, but I'm always worried that I'm coming off in a way that I'm not wanting to. You know what I mean? Like when people don't understand my heart in saying something, then I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad.
Yeah.
Not even like I need to prove you wrong, but in like that wasn't my intention, and now I feel like I need to explain myself type way. That's the only thing that really gets to me, because I'm like, yeah, I want people to see.
I literally just had an interaction like that, like literally 3 days ago. I had posted on my story about this page, this post on I saw on Reddit. They were like destroying this mom influencer for she's pregnant, and they were talking about how it's not realistic for her to say like everyone should move their body when they're pregnant and get their steps in. And so I posted. I was like, if you, because someone had said like I don't even remember to eat half the time as a mom. I'm like, if you can't remember to eat, like you need to get different priorities. And then someone messaged me, and she was like, yeah, but like when you have postpartum depression and anxiety and all that, I'm like, in my mind, it's obvious to me that like that doesn't apply to somebody who's got,
exactly.
You
not
know,
everything applies
issue.
To everyone.
Yeah. And so like someone on that same Reddit page was like, I have HG. There's no way I can walk every day. Like, I'm so sick. And then I just wanted to scream at her like, that doesn't apply to you. Don't take this personally, you know?
Yeah. That is the thing is like, I'm not talking to everyone, I'm talking to like a specific type of person, and just
you can't convey that to everybody.
And it's just like, oh my gosh, I wasn't talking about you specifically in your thing. Like, I understand everyone is different, but
but we are telling everybody that don't get overwhelmed when swapping things in your house. That does apply
that
to
is that is applied to everybody listening to this. This was a good short episode.
Anyways, DM us with
what you want.
Episode topics. Yep. Yeah, what you want to hear.
Perfect. Bye, guys.
All right. Bye. That's it for today's episode of Moms Unbothered. If this conversation made you think differently, question the norm, or even just feel a little more empowered in your health journey, do us a favor. Share this with another mom who needs to hear it.
If you're loving the show, the best way to support us is by leaving a quick review, subscribing, and connecting with us on social media. It helps us reach more moms who are ready to take back control of what goes on, in, and around their families. We'll be back next week with another conversation, but until then, trust your instincts, question to everything, and stay unbothered.